there are a lot of people moving down here because there's jobs down here. You know what I mean? We're growing. You know what I mean? We need people to fill these positions. And, you know, that's for me, it's fantastic. And, you know, like I said, I really enjoy helping them. So.
Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque,
David Wynn,
and we're here to talk about how to have great success in every market. Today, David, we got a great friend of yours from down in Florida. Who'd you bring up here today, brother?
Well, I hope I don't butcher this last name, but it's going to be Jose
Echeverra, baby.
Echeverra. Okay, Jose, I'll let you say it from the great state of Florida.
Echeverria, Jose Echeverria from Fort Myers, Florida.
My man. Great to have you on the show, Jose. So Fort Myers, you're down there. You guys got a little cold spell last week, but you're down there with all that warm weather, brother. Are you a native to Fort Myers?
No, I'm originally from the Northeast, Connecticut. So been down here about 8 years.
Okay. So how'd that happen, man? How'd you get south?
Well, I've always wanted to. As a kid, I always wanted to be in Florida. I literally had dreams about it. So my in-laws, I got married. My in-laws, they bought property down here. And my wife and I had been married about a year. And we had a four-month-old kid. And we said, let's do it. So we just picked up and left our comfy jobs up north and just jumped in. I think it's the best move I ever made.
I love that. Well, we're glad you're down there because you're doing great things in Florida, and that's why we wanted to have you on the show. But let's explore that a little bit. So you're from Connecticut. Were you originally in real estate when you were up there? Or I heard you say you kind of took a leap of faith. How'd that work out for you, brother?
Yeah, no, I was definitely not in real estate back home in Connecticut. I worked in the psychiatric field for about 14 years. And then don't I dabbled a little bit in. I evaluate everyone. But yeah, I did a little bit. I worked in the service industry a little bit as well. You know, I was young, so had a couple jobs, and but mainly in the psych field. And then, so it kind of helped me when I moved down here. I was able to at least use my, you know, my service background to kind of get, you know, get some work down here just to start. And then about a year in, I got my real estate license.
Killer, man. Killer. So you said, how long have you been there? About 7 years ago? Is that what you mentioned?
April will be 8 years.
8 years in April. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. So brought a 4 month down there and took a leap of faith, ended up in the real estate industry. How did that segue happen, right? You just woke up one day and said, I'm going to be a realtor?
No, like I said, I was working in the service industry. I was bartending. And, you know, I have all kinds of people that come in and they, you know, you talk to, you build relationships. And, you know, I had one of my regulars came in and said, hey, man, you ever thought about, you know, selling real estate? And I'm like, actually, you know, I have thought a little bit about it because I was, you know, service industry was great. It was, you know, was paying the bills. But, you know, I really wanted to, you know, grow something in the area. And, you know, there's so much, there still is, but there was so much room for growth down here because it's such a, especially the Fort Myers area, is such a rapidly growing area. So, I, you know, took the course and got my license, and I got into real estate and really didn't do anything but bartend for a while because you know, it took a little bit. You know, you had to.
I got this cool license. It looks great on the wall, right?
Absolutely, it was great. I was so accomplished, and then I closed one deal my first year, and So just thinking about, hey, should I go back to Connecticut, get my comfy job back? And but no, I couldn't fail. I got, you know, family to support, so they're my motivation. And you know, you just keep moving forward and growing day by day. And I would say the last 3.5-4 years, I've been going pretty strong.
Yeah, you certainly have, you know, and that's why we brought you in here is, you know, we always like to talk about people that are coming into this industry and doing big things. You know, one thing that we love is we do love the guys that are newer to the industry and gals that are newer to the industry, because a lot of the times, there's some new people that are coming in and outperforming some of the people that have been in there for a long time. And that's what you're doing as well. We know the last couple of years have been a little different in real estate, but when we see, an agent like yourself that's still having great success, that typically dictates the stuff that you're doing in your business. And that's why we wanted to bring you on here, is to showcase what you're doing and also, feature, to consumers out there in that Fort Myers area that are looking for great leadership and someone that's going to help get them into the right property, who they might want to turn to. And in this case, I think that's you, my brother. So you mentioned Fort Myers, rapidly growing area, a little bit of an untapped resource when you moved in. What's that Fort Myers market look like right now? I'm a consumer considering moving to that area, and I don't know anything about it, right? Tell me a little bit about Fort Myers.
So Fort Myers is a first of all, fantastic place to be. Obviously great weather, it's cold everywhere else right now. It's 82 degrees out, nice breeze coming off the water. So that's always the big draw. We got sunshine. We always say down here, we sometimes have, nasty weather during hurricane season and whatnot, but in the wintertime, it's beautiful, and then in the summertime it gets hot, but you don't have to shovel heat. Every day you wake up, and I always say you're in a better mood. You wake up, it's sunny, you get up, you're ready to do some things, and I just, besides that, the way this place is growing, and you're starting to see things that, like I said, I'm from up north where things are pretty developed, and it was pretty crowded, which, it was nice to get down here and kind of see that it was, still, pretty spread out. There's not a ton of traffic and all of that, but it's growing. It is growing, and we're starting to see things that, big cities are known for, and, people are coming out, they want to invest here, they want to put their dollars here because there's good opportunity. I'm raising kids here. I think it's a fantastic place to raise kids. Just to have your family down here. Again, you have so many great resources. Schools are good, and just to have, the freedom of, like I said, getting up every day and knowing that your family's going to be okay, and you're going to, be able to provide for them in such a great place, if family's not the big part of why you want to be down here, again, weather, the activities, the golf down here is fantastic, boating, I'm currently sitting in a beautiful home right here that's 10 minutes I'm in the Gulf of Mexico, and you can probably do some of the best fishing around. So, central location, I go 2 hours north, I'm in the big city like Tampa. Yep. I go 2 hours south, and I'm in Miami, so location is fantastic. And I don't have to deal with all the traffic and all of, the hustle and bustle in the big cities. But if I want to go get a taste of that, it's not far.
Yeah. So Jose, let's talk about that a little bit. So in your market today, are there mostly transplants, or is it just pre-existing what you're dealing with buyers?
So a lot of transplants. Well, it's a lot of second home buyers. Yeah. You know what I mean? We've got people, that's a majority of my business is second home buyers. When it comes to the buy side, right now we're a lot of people are selling.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of people that, got in last couple, 3 years or so. And, there's some money to be made with their equity. And, yes, and so people are deciding to sell, which is good. I wish we had some more buyers, but we're dealing with some stuff in the market that it kind of slowed it down a little bit. But still, I think we're still seeing mostly second home buyers. And then, of course, I love helping all people. But, when you can help somebody that's, kind of similar situation as myself, where, they're providing for a family and they're just, looking for a place to live. I think right now, with some market slowing a bit, those are some of the people that you really have to kind of lean on, because they have to buy, they're not doing it just because they want to, but we're also seeing a lot of people coming in from other parts of the country and that want a piece of this paradise and are coming down here and making this, their full-time residence. So we're still seeing a lot of that, and you know, that's keeping us going. And I think for me, you know, just you have to adjust with this, you know, with the way the market has changed here, you know, a bit. And you know, I'm focusing more on that kind of market where, you know, people that have to buy, they're not just, you know, they're just not looking for a second home or third home or whatever. These people, you know, they really need to be down here and you know, relocating for jobs or whatever it is, because that's another thing, you know. There are a lot of people moving down here because there's jobs down here. You know what I mean? We're growing. You know what I mean? We need people to fill these positions. And, you know, that's for me, it's fantastic. And, you know, like I said, I really enjoy helping them. So,
yeah.
Let's talk about the market a little bit, man. Like, you know, obviously 2023 was a tough year in real estate, right? You know, we're coming off of it now as we speak today. Was it January 26, 2024? I think last time we talked, well, yeah, 11 listings in January as are live right now. I mean, that's,
yeah, I got 10. I just sold one. I got okay. A couple more coming on, but right now currently 10.
Yeah. So that's quite a bit more from January, 2022, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that. What are you seeing out there in the Florida market? Obviously, you know, we see it from a nationwide standpoint, you know, more pre-approvals, the real estate market, this is supposed to be a hot year. You know, coming from Florida where there's no seasonality, you know, up north, as you know, there's seasonality. It kind of slows down the wintertime. People aren't looking. I've heard in places of Florida where January through March could be the busiest month
sometimes
of the year.
Busiest
month of the year. So talk to us about that. Talk to us about the what you're seeing coming off of 2024, because we're in January and to have 10 listings, that's phenomenal.
Killer, man. Yeah. Killer.
It's killer, but it's also, you know, I mean, I'd love to have all of them on the contract, you know. So
they're coming, you know, brother. They're coming,
and that's what we're waiting for, that wave. And I'm taking these listings, and I'm you know, the right now price is a big part of, you know, why these listings are still on the market.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming off such a, you know, and I know 2023 was, you know, it was tough for some people. I still had a really good 2023.
You did.
Really good. You know, I would say, I would say maybe like November, mid-November, we really kind of saw kind of things came a little bit to like a halt. You know, I was still cruising before that.
Right.
You know, my December was slow, and I would say January starting off slow when it comes to closing deals. I closed three so far, but at the same time, you know, I'm seeing that. I'm still working really hard because that's just what I do. But you know, it's work that's going to have, it's really, I'm looking at paying off in the future here, because it definitely, things have slowed. And you know, these listings, you got to get a little creative on trying to move them. And when it comes to buyers, you know, I'd say if you're a buyer right now and you're looking to move down here, I say come down and let's talk, because you know, there could be some opportunity for you to pick up some nice real estate for a good number, and get you some instant equity, because you know, these,
that's right,
our days on the market are up, you know, prices are, we're seeing price reductions. Yeah, interest rates are a little higher than they've been in the past. But, you know, from everything we hear, you know, those rates should be coming down. So, you know, do you want to wait for those rates to come down? And then you're going to be right back to where we were 23, 22, 21, where you're throwing in offers and hoping that, you know, your offer gets accepted over everyone else's, you know.
Well, we talk about this all the time, Jose. You know, at the end of the day, this is an absolute fantastic time for people to get into the market, because you named it right there. The rates are going to come down this year. You know, the Feds are expecting 3 rate cuts in 2024. And, you know, we don't know for sure when those are going to happen, most likely towards the latter part of the year. But at the end of the day, what's going to happen when rate cuts happen? Well, we know for every 1% rates come down, that's going to bring about 1 million people back to the market, right? And inventory in this country is at an all-time low. So when you've got low inventory and lots of buyers, what ends up happening? You create bidding wars. Well, that's not the case right now. We still have a low inventory issue. We just don't have as many buyers in the market. And the buyer that gets in the market now gets an opportunity to pick up that house cheap, because these sellers are on the fence. They've had their homes listed for a little bit longer than normal, as you mentioned, and they're willing to make negotiations and deals. In fact, You talk about the government buyers, right, who couldn't buy during COVID because nobody would accept those offers. Mm-hmm. This is a prime time for people using FHA, VA, or even USDA financing to get into the market, because when the rates come down and the people that have been on the fence that qualify or have cash get back in the market, guess what? They're going to be bidding against them, and we already know what's going to happen. Those listing agents are going to say, skip these deals, go for these up here because this is the low-hanging fruit, and the guy that's named the FHA money, he's not going to be able to get a house anymore, right? In addition to that, they buy the house cheap because they get in a little bit less money right now, and when that market goes up, when everybody dives back in, he can refinance, or she can refinance, right? Where the guy that waits for the market to transition, they're going to be in a position where they pay more for the house and they get a great rate. I'd rather pay less for the house, take an average rate, and I say average because I've been in the industry for 2 decades, and when I first got in, this is what the rates were, right? And then let that rate come down once the market shifts, and you're in the best position where the guy that waited, he paid a lot of money for the house and got a good rate, right? And that's what it boils down to.
I totally agree. And you know what, to add to that, you know what I mean? And we can, you know, we could throw somewhat of a band-aid on this, you know, the interest rates right now. And you know what I mean? We can also negotiate that in your deal. You know, if they're high, but let's get you, you know, let's get that seller to throw you some credits and let's try to buy that rate down a little bit as well. So that's something that we can kind of do to, you know, to kind of help those rates right now. Again, once the rates come back down, now we can you can take advantage of it even more, you know. But you know, there's definitely options, you know. And as a buyer right now, I really think that you know, we're starting to see buyers really, you know, become the market's really becoming more of an advantage for buyers right
now. Absolutely, it is.
Quickly. You know, even though the inventory technically is still, you know, I mean, still pretty low. You know, we're seeing that inventory grow. Pretty quickly, and you know, if we continue to see that inventory grow, you know, I think these prices have no choice but to come down. But I think it's really all going to come down to, you know, I think election year also has a factor here. Nice. We got stuff, just so many unknowns that. But once we get all this stuff ironed out, you know, specifically down here in Southwest Florida. Now we're back to normal. Now we're back to a feeding frenzy, and people want to be here. They're always going to want to be here. Right. We have so many things to offer here.
You do. That, In fact, David and I get out there often. I think I told you this. I was there last week. I was just north of you in Tampa, and then he and I will be back again next month. Again, we get down there as often as we can because, as you said, it's paradise, baby. It's absolutely beautiful. There's no reason not to spend a little time on the beach and, you know, while you're down there, pick up a house from Jose. Yeah. Because he's right. Happy to get you taken care of. Let's talk about that rate thing. You know, one of the things that you mentioned is the sellers right now are actually open to utilizing their money to help buy down the rate for the buyer. And you've got a couple different programs there that allow for that. One of them we always talk about is the 2-1 buy down. I think that's a great opportunity for the buyer to use the seller's money to buy that rate down for a couple of years and get a really great rate now. And then it slowly climbs. And by the time that happens, the rate should come down. They could refinance that thing, but they let the seller pay for the points. You know, another program, this is one of Dave's best little secrets. We have a program called the Smart Buy. And, you know, with our Smart Buy program, not only can we buy down the interest rate, but we can actually provide down payment assistance. In fact, we had a loan the other day we put together for a customer who had the seller willing to pay 5 points. And in this particular situation, the seller's paying 5 points, borrower ended up with a rate in the fives. And we were actually able to give them 3.5% in concessions that they could utilize on top of that for their down payment and closing costs. You know, so there's programs out there like that. Lenders like us, Click and Close, and others have gotten really creative with financing opportunities, which allow for consumers who are concerned about rate, they have that rate sensitivity, to not have to wait. So if you want to skip the line, right, and get into the market right now, you've got ways to get great rates today and still negotiate on the purchase price of the home, right?
Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? There's ways to get it done. And you know, again, if you wait, who knows what's going to happen? You know, it's just everything that we see is trending towards these rates going back down. And we do know that from history, that once those rates go down, this market gets crazy.
It pops.
And, you know, and then, you know, there's still some markets in, you know, in the United States are stronger than others.
That's right.
You know, ours took a little while to really get affected. But we are definitely seeing, you know, I mean, the effects and, you know, it's definitely slowed. But again, history says this market, you know, even if it does slow, it always comes back and it comes back strong.
Yeah.
You know, you always.
He said it's slow, but he also started by saying, well, I've got 10 listings and I've got three funded loans for the month so far.
It's slow
so
for Jose.
At the end of the day, it may be slow for
that's
for
slow,
you.
Man. That's
there's
slow.
Some agents out there that don't feel like that's slow. That's why we wanted to bring you on, because we love to talk about the activity. There's a reason why you're having success out there in Florida, and there's a reason why you still had a great year in 2023, and that's because of what you do, the things that you're doing and offering to your borrower and the activity that you're doing to bring in that business. Talk about that a little bit. What sets you apart from the realtors out there that think three in a year is great right now, right? Because at the end of the day, they're out there and they're looking for answers.
I think even more so, the realtors want to know, are you buying leads? How are you generating leads, resources? Where are you getting your buyers, your sellers? You know,
without giving up the full secret.
Don't give us the, your Betty Crocker secrets, but you know, give them some insight, because they're looking at you going, well, how the heck did that guy do that? Yeah. He looks like an average guy, but obviously you're not average.
Well, the thing is, you know, I am average guy. I do average guy things. I go and I talk to people. You know what I mean? I build relationships. That's big. Well, so go back to paying leads. I don't really pay for leads.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's not a big part of my business. You know, I do a couple of things to lead generate here and there when it comes to, you know, Facebook, stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
You know, that brings in stuff. If I can close, you know, a couple of those a year, but those are bonuses.
That's right.
But no, it's all about relationships. It just, you have to build as many relationships as possible and be as, you know, be as honest and just real with people.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to pass out your information to family and friends.
They're going to want to
tell people about you, you know? And once you have the opportunity, you just have to make the best of that. You know what I mean?
And
you have to be ready and prepared with all the education that you can have about the market and strategies on how to get, you know, people's offers in front of sellers that is going to pop. And, but it still all comes back to being honest. You know, sometimes the honest truth isn't what people want to hear, but you know what I mean? You still got to stick to that. Just because I think that's going to get you further, especially in a market like this,
that's
you
right.
know? So, and that's really, you know, that's my main thing. I always say, you know, my pipeline, I built my database. I've been working on that for, you know, going on 7 years now.
7 years, brother.
And now that this is, you know, things are slowing a bit, you have to rely on that. You know, I give props to the company I work for, to Keller Williams. They preach that, and it works. You know, Gary Keller's not a he's a wealthy man for good reason. Okay, he's been in this business a long time, and again, he cares about people, and he cares about helping people, and he wants everybody to succeed, and he's not afraid to give away his secrets. And but
he wrote up
his main secret.
He wrote the
exactly.
book on it, you know.
Yeah,
he wrote the book
sure
on
did.
It. You know, we actually one of the loan officers here in our branch has a little ties to that. His mother was one of Gary's first agents here in Dallas. You know, back when that book was written. And crazy part is, if you look through it, his mother's name is actually one of the names in the book, right? You know, now, of course, it wasn't written about her or by her, right? It's all Gary, but she's listed in there. And so we do know a little bit about Keller Williams. And one of the things that we know about Keller is also you guys have a great training program, right? For new agents coming in, Gary's team, you know, Gary's company, that you guys give them great opportunity to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
By providing, you know, substantial training. In fact, we had a guest on last year. What was his name? Robert Mesh?
Yeah.
Robert Mesh, who is a trainer and manages multiple brokerages here in the Midwest. You know, again, that was one of the key things he talked about was the video training and the different things that are provided to get new agents up up and off the off and running. You talk about your sphere of influence, and I love that, man, because you talked about the fact that the reason they come back is because you're honest. And what we know, Jose, is that people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. So you hit the nail on the head with that one, because at the end of the day, the reason you're having that success is because the lasting impression you left on your consumers when you did business with them is, this is a guy I can trust. He's a straight shooter. He's going to help guide me into his home, and he knows what he's doing. So, you know, there's no secret to the success. It's hard work, but it's also making sure that you're building lasting relationships with the people you did business with so they can trust you, and they're going to bring people back again and again and again. And that's why we brought you on, man. You know, just showcasing that what hard work, dedication to the process, and you know, giving people, you know, great customer service will do for your business.
Yeah. One more bit I would say is, and this was kind of given to me by a good friend when I just got into the business, and he said, listen, if you can do anything, try to build your book of business with investors, you know what I mean? They're going to get you through a time that might be a little bit slower, because those are the people that are going to want to buy during those times. Those are the guys that are going to want to pick up those properties, because they know, hey, they might be able to sit on them for a bit or do whatever, but they're going to ones that are, they're going to get you through these times. And, you know, I've been fortunate to build some good relationship with some great investors. And it's true. They're going to keep you going. You know, I have some of their properties listed right now. They're still buying stuff. They want, you know, distress, you know, it's, you know, even in, you know, people can't, unfortunately, some, you know, people won't be able to pay their bills. Now these properties are going to come up foreclosure. Those guys are going to want those types of properties. And, you know, if you can build your book of investor business, I think it'll get you through any market.
That's a pro tip. Yeah. For those who are listening, if you want some insight, I'd follow that lead. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, any of the agents we brought on the shows that have been really, truly successful, that you guys all share that same secret. You've got a great book of business with investors that come back again because, you know, ultimately they've had great experience with you. But that's a pro tip, man.
Yeah. And, you know, become an investor yourself. You know, put yourself in a position where, hey, you know, yeah, you got all these investor, you know, clients. But, you know, if you keep working hard and you know, can, you know, grow your capital or, you know, grow relationships with great lenders like you guys, you know what I mean? And you can take that and become an investor yourself. Now you're really in a driver's seat. Now, you know, hey, yeah, you have these, you know, properties you find for your investors, but sometimes you keep a couple for yourself, and, you know, that's going to hold you off. You know, you have to have some diversity there where, you know, I mean, it's not just about selling houses and making commission. It's, hey, let's buy some houses, maybe hold them, maybe make a little rent income on them, or, you know, maybe flip them or whatever it is. But you really have to have some diversity, because, again, that'll help you get through any market.
Yeah. Empower yourself with investments. And, you know, again, what's great about that, Jose, is when they're paired up with the right realtor like you, you're going to be able to help them connect with the right properties too, right? The ones that are going to help them build that future wealth, because you're working with these investors. So you got some of the secrets that these investors are looking for that you can pass along to your clients that are looking at, well, how do I build, you know, long-term wealth through real estate? You know, talk to my man, Jose, here. Dave, you're about to say something, brother. What's up?
Well, I know we're getting towards the end of our show here, but before I let you go, I got one question to ask you. They always like to know, hey, as you know, was it 7 years in the real estate business? What's the one achievement or moment that you're most proud of? What's that one transaction or whatever that that said, hey, man, this is why I'm a realtor?
Yeah, it goes back to just being, you know what I mean, being able to want to help the community. You know what I mean? I had a transaction mid last year, and, you know, I got to help out a single mom that had a young kid with disabilities. And she was, you know, she really wanted this for her family and to be able to grow, you know, a life with her little baby. And, you know, it wasn't the easiest deal. Didn't pay the most. But you know what? Once I was closed that deal, I called my mom right away and I said, hey, I don't know, this one right here, for some reason, it just feels different. And I just, you know, I felt more accomplished. You know, I've sold $10 million worth of real estate in a year. I sold just that one deal. I felt so much more accomplished than anything else I've done. And that's what it's about. And I just sold her mama house as well. So, you know, that's what it's all about. Just helping people. And, you know, I mean, this business is not just about making money. That's it's about, you know, again, building relationships and helping your community. So
we're honored to be here and hear that story, man, and love the fact that it's tied to helping somebody. You know, you mentioned it. You know, you've done some big deals. You've made a lot of money. But what we found is the great agents in this industry, the money's part of it, but helping people, right? Getting the underdog, the one that, you know, probably couldn't have got there if it wasn't for you, right? You know, that's the true hero, man. You know, you're a real estate hero, my brother. So good stuff there. Good stuff.
Appreciate it.
So we'll hit on one more topic, and then I'm going to open the floor to you. Family, you mentioned it, man. You're out there selling all this real estate. I know you had a 4-year-old when you moved or maybe 4-month-old when you moved to
4 months. Yeah,
4-month-old. Talk about that a little bit, man. Is it you just still one at the house, or you've built a tribe? What's that look like?
Oh, he has a tribe. I got two. We had one more since we moved to Florida, and that's it. We're done. But you know, I mean, I have two fantastic little girls, and you know, they enjoy living here in Florida, and you know, they go to a great school. They're fortunate enough to go to school on an island, and you know, have just great opportunities, you know, a lot of one-on-one teaching. It's really fantastic. And my wife is you know, really grown herself in her career as well here. And, you know, we both have worked really hard to get where we are. And we're just excited to keep looking forward to the future and doing big things and being able to just grow as a family and, you know, watch my kids grow up and be able to provide for them. It's been fantastic, man. I can't be happier.
Gotta ask you, man, if your wife was here right now, is there anything you'd want to tell her, man, about you know, your life together?
Well, I just wanted, you know, just tell her, you know, how grateful I am for, you know, that I got to meet her that day and that night shift when we were grinding back in Connecticut. And you know, I mean, we've come a long way, and I'm just happy it's with her.
My man, good stuff. Well, Jose, we'd love to keep you here all day. We know you got stuff to do out there, my man. Is there anything we didn't tackle today that you'd like to talk about?
No, I think we're good. I think we talked about some good topics. It was great chatting with you guys as well. That's, you know, I think we covered mostly everything. If you guys, you know, if anybody ever can use my help here in this area, feel free to reach out. I'm open 24 hours a day. I'm open till my eyes close. So, you know what I mean? Most nights I have my laptop in my lap when I'm, you know, watching a couple of things before bed. But yeah, so, you know, don't ever hesitate to reach out. Could be the, you know, smallest question or if you want to buy, you know, $1 million home, I'm here to help.
Let's go. So Fort Myers, just Fort Myers or surrounding areas? What all do you cover out there, Jose?
So Fort Myers is big, you know, but yeah, so Fort Myers, the city is big, but I cover Fort Myers. Fort Myers Beach is one of my bread and butters as well. I worked out there. My office is out there for a long time before I got washed away. But Fort Myers Beach, Cape Coral is a huge market for me. And then, yeah, I can help you anywhere from far north, really, Punta Gorda, all the way down to Marco Island. So Naples, Estero, Bonita Springs. I can help you in any of those areas. I know them well. I try to stay as informed. And if I don't know about it, and you have a question, I can find out.
So if you're trying to move somewhere beautiful, this man can definitely take care of you because that's what that area is. If you haven't been down there, get down there, buy a house from Jose. And when they want to find you, brother, what's the best way to connect?
So you can always I'm a phone guy. I know not everybody loves the phone, but you know, for those old school people, you can call me 860-818-8440. You can also email me if you like at j. my last name, so echeVictor, jr@gmail.com, or you can go check out my website at josesellssouthwestfl.com.
There we go. And we're going to put that down there on the screen. So if you're watching this one, jot that down, get on the internet, go find this guy. So I'm telling you, you're going to have a great experience, find a beautiful home. And he's definitely going to negotiate one of the best deals for you, man. And you're going to have a long lasting relationship with Jose, because he takes care of his people and follows up. So brother, thank you so much for being here. We truly appreciate the time today. We want to get you back out there doing what you do best. So I think we're going to call it a day, right, Davey?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. I'm Devin Dubuque.
I'm David Wynn.
And we're your real estate success partners. If you want to check us out, come to realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. We're on all the major listening platforms, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. If it's out there, you'll find us. Also, if you want to see the video version, and we think you probably do, come over to YouTube at The Dubuque Team. That's The Dubuque Team on YouTube, IG, and Facebook. And hey, make some comments. If you want to be a guest on the show, let us know. And we love those 5-star reviews. Don't forget to subscribe. We will see you on the next one. Until then.
See you guys.